This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Had some great guests today. Benjamin Van Giesen, designer Lewis Rose Designs in De Pere. Gizmo, of course, is always phenomenal. Head coach Todd Kowalczyk, former Green Bay and now Toledo Rocket head coach. Great talking to him. And normally this segment would be Point Mortgage with Kristen Ambos, but she is, what is it? What is it in the chambers, I concede my, not concede my time to the assemblyman from Oklahoma. Concede. Oh, what's that term?
Thinking about it. Jim, you should know.
I should.
I'm going to give my time
The thing is, I never did that.
No, I believe that.
I'm a stand-in.
But she's conceding her time to your, but that's, concede isn't the term. We'll think of the term. But Mandy Wilkie is here from Stroll Edge View. Always enjoy having you here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jim really enjoyed his time on your podcast.
Yeah, so fun.
And you really ask the right questions and care a lot about your community. I mean, in Ledgeview, are you successful with your magazine and everything you're doing in Ledgeview, but you said before you came on the air that you're also coaching other people who are doing that, right?
Yeah, that's a change since the last time I've been on here.
That's all. You must be doing very well if you're a coach.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with the company. The company that we have, there's a system. We talked about this.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just following the system, right? So it's not that I'm doing anything exceptional. I'm just helping people when they veer from the system, get back on the system.
Back it up just a hair, though, okay. and describe
Can
the
you
company.
Imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so.
Coaching a guy like him?
No.
I mean.
No.
Like me?
There's no.
But you got to stay that you have a system that works.
Yeah.
But there's some people. I might be one of them, yep. That think there's a better way.
Well,
but
I was one
Todd,
of those.
Thank you. Yeah. He says yeah. I would be the hard one.
Yeah.
Are you
anyway,
kidding me?
But you.
I was one of those when I started.
We talked.
Actually, so I own my own franchise, but the company that I work for is called the N2 Company, nationwide company. So I own my magazine here, but we have over 600 throughout the U.S., right?
And your magazine is really focused, or not limited to, but on Ledgeview.
It is. It is kind of limited to Ledgeview. Yeah. I mean, if I'm being honest, it is. So it's about the readers that receive it, and the demographic of who receives it is set by my franchise. So I don't get to pick. I'm not that cool. I don't have that much clout. I don't get to say, you can get the magazine. I'm not Oprah. You get the deal.
Well, there's got to be a lot of serious analytics that go into that as far as who gets it, right?
There are. And, you know, with Ledgeview's growth, of course, that's made a big difference as well. So basically, if you put it in a nutshell, my boundaries are GV or Monroe South and everything to the left or the east. I have to think about it before I say it. The left side. Not all of the homes because it is growing.
Jim and I got a little bit twisted up a couple of weeks ago going to Oshkosh. We missed Oshkosh. We missed Fond du Lac. We had to turn around, yada, yada, yada.
Let me guess. You guys were talking?
Yeah. We missed it by a long shot, so like 45 miles.
We get back into Oshkosh, and Todd's on the – Todd's
and we're
literally
late.
Live on the air
we're late.
As we're trying to get to the studio. And he goes, okay, which are you going? Are you going east or you're going west? I go, Jim, are we going east or are we going west? He goes, I don't know. We're going left.
So that was our direction. So my directions are similar to yours.
But I will tell you that when I moved here, it's funny because maybe you guys can clarify this. So Marinette is north.
Yes.
But Door County is also north.
Yes.
But isn't Door County kind of east? Northeast?
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So when people are like, I'm headed up north, and then they say, well, I'm going to Sister Bay, I'm like, isn't north like...
See, if people say they're heading north to me, I'm thinking like Crandon, you know, where they have their cottages. That to me is up north.
Right.
Nobody knows where Crandon
I don't know.
Is.
Okay. I got
everybody knows where Crandon is, Jim.
People are going to Door County. I don't mention Saint Germain, Eagle River. Right. I would mention the city.
Like,
I don't really care if it's east, west, north, south, or if it's left or right. I mean, I'm going to Door County. I'm going to Elkhart Lake. I'm going to...
Really? Why then in every obituary does it say he most enjoyed spending time in his cabin up north?
That's true. That's true. Yes, we got off on a tangent there.
I don't have a cabin up north.
He's going to have it as a bit.
My son works for Ryan Funeral Home.
So you're going to have them write that?
I'll be damned if I'm the only guy with an OBA that doesn't say enjoy spending time in his cabin up north.
Well, you wouldn't know if it's north, south, east, or west.
It doesn't matter.
You'd spend your time up left.
That is going in my OBA. No question about that.
I love it.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
so I'm going to have that, and he enjoyed gardening.
Gardening. Perfect.
You know you don't.
I've never gardened in my life, but it makes me sound cooler. Just being honest.
I think that was on Martha Stewart's documentary. She said, if you want to be in love, or be happy for a year, get married. Be happy for 10 years, get a dog. Be happy for a lifetime, learn to garden.
Wow.
I think that's her quote. Something like that. Like, if you want to be in love for a year, get married. I was like,
do you know that
so
Martha
far,
Stewart?
So good. I love my dog.
Martha Stewart was in the same prison as my grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was your grandma in prison?
Moonshining. It's a long story. But in West Virginia,
it's really that long
it was the exact same prison.
Really?
It's actually a short story. Yeah. She was in jail because of moonshining.
I don't know how your grandma rebounded, but Martha Stewart had an unbelievable rebound. And
unbelievable.
She's not on the Olympics.
She's got a documentary now.
And she's followed by young professionals, too, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
She's got that 30-year-old following versus, you know.
But the funny thing about Martha Stewart is because I used to buy like her magazine when I was, I don't know, 15. No, I was probably in my 20s. But I could never do what she did. She'd be like, here's this wonderful turkey. I'm like, who can do that? It wasn't doable, but she made it look like it was a day in the life of an average person.
Yeah.
But then her table linens and then when she went into, wasn't it Kmart or Walmart? I don't remember. She went into one of the stores and she's like, so now it's a basic line for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, it still doesn't mean I can make this turkey to put on these linens.
Her rebound, her following, she's really, and
people love her.
She got a little boxed into a little bit. I mean, she didn't really get a fair shake on that. Although whatever.
You know, she was cool. I remember she was on Letterman right after she came back. And he presented her with a cheeseburger and a shot of Jack Daniels. And she downed that shot and she ate the cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Right. So are you Martha Stewart of Ledgeview? Would that be fair?
No, not even close. Not even.
Just trying.
Not even a little bit.
All right. So tell me, how's your magazine going? How can people get...
Good. I mean, the magazine's going good. We're growing, so we're constantly growing. So what that looks like for me is the more businesses that I partner with, the more pages of content I produce. So it's not just hey, I get to sell more ads and then that's easy going. I have to add content because we want it to be highly readable, right? We don't want it to just become an ad book. And that's where the residents really come into play on it. They provide us with all of that content. So if they get the magazine at their home, they can share any of their content they want. So kids, pets, trips, travels, the day in the life. So really fun. Our January issue's coming out soon, so I don't want to spoil it. But a lot of goal-related things, accomplishments, things like that, stories that are inspiring because it's the beginning of the year. And a lot of people, I'm not the person that sets resolutions, but I am a goal setter.
We're going on a diet.
Oh,
Who?
Yeah, who's we? Because I am opting out. If it's we, meaning the three of us,
you need a diet.
I'm opting out.
We thought we'd give you something unique that people do in New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, you're going to go to the gym and you're going to eat better.
Yeah, right. Who told you?
I love that.
I will say one thing, though. I still think your backstory is really, really fascinating.
People
look at you right now. It's tremendously successful. She has 19 people under her, does all this stuff, great podcast, great magazine, yada, yada, yada. And they might look at you and say, wow, she's always had it made. Tell a little bit about what you had to overcome to be where you are right now in this position.
Well,
I think this is really inspiring.
First of all, I'm going to clarify. The 19 people that I coach are not under me. They are area
directors.
Well,
you still coach them.
Yes, I coach them, but they all run their own businesses very successfully, and I just help them.
I've become a little bit like Jim, lexicon of Jim would be like, they work for me.
Yeah. No, I got 19 people that work for me.
I was just going to say that about John.
They look
to you for advice.
They do.
That's true coaching. That's John. Yeah. That's true leadership, not being condescending and this is what you have to do. So,
and this ties in with my backstory. I mean, this job is not easy and it's not hard. Or it's not easy and it is hard for most people most of the time. But what we have to remember is the why that we got into it. So the why that I got into it was because I'd gotten fired from a job that I was really darn good at. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how does this happen in the world? How are we really good at what we do and we can just get fired? So my why was bigger than that. My why was I need to, apparently I'm not cut out to work for anybody else. So I got to work for myself. I need to have flexibility for my kids. And I need to provide enough income for a two income household because it's just me providing for kids. So I had a pretty big why. But one of the things that I coach on is, you guys brought this up. You want to lose weight, right? Whatever it is. But when we're on a weight loss journey, and this is something I'm implementing for anybody I mentor in 2025. When we're on a weight loss journey, how many times in a week do we get on a scale?
I get on a scale about 6 times a day.
See, that's the answer. Everybody that I coach can relate to you? This at some point.
Every day for sure.
Every day. Or if not, once a week, right? I mean, that's the design.
I was on there this morning.
But what's the reason? The reason is because...
To get depressed.
No.
To get frustrated.
Work
to ruin my
me.
Day.
Now
to
you sound off. Like one of my mentees. No.
All right, go ahead.
The reason is because we need a check-in. So if we get ahead or behind the goal, we know what we need to do right away immediately. But what happens, in my opinion, with goal setting is we set a goal for the end of the year in our business, and it's a big goal, or it's a number of clients, or a dollar amount. We set this big, monstrous goal, and then we don't do a weigh-in. We don't check in. And then we get 6 months into our business, and we're like, holy cow. I had to edit there because I wasn't sure about our listeners. Holy cow, I didn't check in, and now I have to make up 8 pounds. But if I would have been checking in each week, maybe it would have been 2 pounds, and gotcha. That's more palatable. So that's something that I'm really working on this year with my business, and I'm working on with my mentees is taking, and also because I did have a really great year this year, 2025 seemed a little daunting. Like I just came off a really great year. I don't want to set all these goals that feel like I'm like, okay, well now I got to start over from zero. So I had to mentally break it down into a week at a time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we can talk a little bit about a conversation I had with my boyfriend about static goals versus dynamic goals. And a lot of business owners set static goals and our businesses aren't static. They're ever changing.
You make a really good point that people work really hard to hit that year-end goal. And a lot of some people will measure themselves. And a goal really isn't a goal unless you measure it. But then January 1st, it's zero.
Yeah,
and it's
you're like that 0 is for so, 55
I look
whatever
at that place across the street that does $6 billion in sales. Can you imagine January? It's where's our first
like, I'm
dollar?
Not sure everybody's coming in going like, I can't wait to start the year.
Right.
They're
well,
like,
I can't wait to do that again. I mean, but.
And you have to celebrate what you've done.
Yep.
Or it's all for nothing.
Right.
Like it's the constant grind.
I want
right?
Okay, but, when we come back, I send a really quick break. Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Ledgeview. That's only part of what you do. But yeah. I still want to get back to those days when you had kids and you didn't have a, you know, your marriage was gone and you didn't have that paycheck coming in and whatever,
Let's revisit that.
I want to revisit those
happy thoughts.
Because you know what? that will strike a chord with people as much as
it
anything.
Will. Okay.
Awesome. Stick
you're
around. Back
you
on.
Bet.
I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a quiet, so far, Thursday morning. No snow or anything like that.
I think 10,
not
11.
Yet.
Right? Is that when it is? 10 or 11?
I think so.
Certainly.
I try not to watch it.
Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Ledger.
I'll say
here.
That of mine.
And Mandy, we're just talking about that as far as, and not to bring up hard, dark times, but if you didn't go through times that tough, would you be where you are today, which is very successful?
Thank you. Not a chance, though,
exactly.
Right? Like, and Jim and I were talking a little bit about this offline. Like, in the moment, you feel like you're not going to survive it. It is the worst thing that could ever happen. Why me? How is this? In the moment, you feel like,
I'm
the only one. Yeah. Like, it's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It's all of the things. And then now I look back on it and I say, thank God that that happened.
Right.
Right. So thank God that I went through what I went through.
But when you say that to someone and they just lost a job that they really
they
enjoy,
they can't hear it that,
and at they
that
don't
moment.
Hear it. And you say no. to them, look, this is the best thing that could happen to you. They're like, you don't get it.
No. And I've had those conversations with people, and I've said, listen, I don't expect you to understand this or to even trust me in this, but I promise you it will get better.
Right.
That's all I can say, because it does get better every day. Like, the pain gets a little bit less, the sting gets a little bit less. Now, you're going to have one step forward, two steps back from time to time, but you can't in that moment say, well, look at me now, because they're in their misery. You have to bring yourself back to the misery and then walk with them through that.
And people have to understand, and you know, it's something that you really can't explain but learn, but you got to get rid of the revenge. It's like, I'm going to get them back. It's like, you got to.
It's so true. It is
John.
So. Listen, I still struggle with it, but I will
what
tell
my
you.
What did my grandma say on her deathbed?
Johnny, I want to tell you something, and never forget this. Yeah, Nona, watch this. When somebody does something mean to you, yeah, Grandma, never forget.
It's so true. I had a very big social media presence in the job that I was fired from. And when I was fired, by the way, the owner of the business didn't know the password for the safe, didn't know the password for the computer, didn't know who the staff was, didn't know the staff schedule, didn't even know where the keys to the business were. And do you know what I could have done
Absolutely.
To that business on social? But I composed myself and I didn't. And I never threw him under the bus. He told people I had a better opportunity and I would let them believe that, right? All of the things. But do you know that years later, I got a call back from one of the owners and asked me if I wanted to buy the business. And
really?
This is why you don't burn bridges.
Right.
And listen, whether it's professional, whether it's personal, whatever it is, my boyfriend and I just had this conversation the other day. It's amazing the people that have left our lives angry or frustrated or upset, and we thought we were the cause or the problem, and they are surfacing back in our lives after all of these years. Mm-hmm. And it's time after time after time after time. And what that tells me is I wasn't the bad person. Mm-hmm. You know, you just do the right thing, you rise above, and you don't take revenge unless you're your grandma. but yeah, so anyway, that's, yeah. So part of my story is because I had something really hard to overcome, it gave me a big why, right? And you can't be a successful entrepreneur without a big why, because there are a lot of days that it's harder than days and it's easier. So, but that goes back to what I said earlier about revisiting my why every week, because it's easy when things are going well to not revisit our why. But when things go bad and we want to give up, we forget about the reasons why we took or did the job that we did, which for me was financially, flexibility, and being my own boss. Those were part of my why.
And you talk about, you know, students, you write a business plan, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you've written a business plan.
I have not, but that is not my advice to others. I didn't need to because my franchise had a model. Oh, right?
There was a business plan.
Okay, it wasn't mine.
I followed theirs.
Correct. All right. 100%. Yes.
But some of us had to write our own.
Yes.
But I'm just saying that, you know, you talk about the why am I doing this? You need to keep that on your desk. Some people write a business plan and it goes on the shelf. It's like, look, man, you need to keep that on your desk and you need to read that because you wrote it. You knew what you were doing when you wrote it and you know what you're doing now. So make sure you reference it. Like, not that it's the Bible, but it is your roadmap.
Yep. And you've probably done this. This is something that I said I had never done. And then I realized I kind of did it on accident. But a lot of people that are business coaches or really successful in their business, they, on the first part of the year, they write a letter to themselves at the end of the year as if they've achieved every goal that they wanted. So how did it feel when you were on this trip? How did you feel when you got that paycheck? How did you feel? And they put a feeling with that letter. And by nature, because they wrote that letter, some of those things are going to happen just because they wrote it on paper. But now they're reading that once a month, like revisiting that. But the funny thing is I spoke at a conference last December at a leadership conference in N2. And I got up in front of 80 of my peers and I shared my goals for 2025. So I wrote it down because I had to give a speech. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do it as if I had already accomplished it. I did it on what I wanted. But when you stand up in a room in front of 80 people that are your peers in your company or your superiors in your company, the owners, all of these people, and you shout out what you want to do, But you have to believe that those people in the room are there to support you. Mm-hmm. They're not there to criticize you if you don't hit your goal. They're your champions. Mm-hmm. They're your fans. They're the people at the end of the finish line cheering you through that last 0.2 miles.
And you can't BS them.
And you can't. And our company is very transparent. Everybody can see everybody's numbers, right? So I'm like, I can't be the person that's not on the reports this month, right? Because these people are holding me accountable. But out of those five goals that I spoke, I didn't hit one this year. But I truly believe it's because I spoke those to other people and I believed that they were going to support me, not chastise me if I didn't hit them, but they were my fans. They wanted to see me hit those goals.
I love how honest you are about stuff. You
cut
right through the bull. This is really great. Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Edgeview. Tell people they can find you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over social media. So Stroll Ledgeview on Instagram and Facebook. If you are a Ledgeview resident that you get the magazine, you know, I love to hear shout outs from that. But pretty easy to find on social media. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Keep it rocking.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It is. You're a good leader. You're a good example.
Thank
and some
you.
People and everybody, look, it's like some lady told me, you know, that's just the passage of life is to kind of maybe lose your job. And
yeah. And, I mean, if you haven't been fired, you're really not living.
Right? Because you appreciate things. I just wanted to, you're the coach, but you need to celebrate your successes too. I think sometimes we get so worked up.
Do you guys want to take me out to dinner?
No, we're going to go drink after.
No, we're good. We want to show our appreciation another way.
After
give
every show.
Give her a round of applause. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And we're looking forward to that. Go. Really great stuff. Love having you on. You're going to be coming back, okay?
Thanks. Sounds all right. Good.
Thanks a lot. Merry Pat Christmas. Tracy, Discover Oshkosh, coming up next.
Well, it's Monday morning. He's kissing my way. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler. And he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round Mama.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Some great guests, Mandy Wilkie, Stroll Ledgewood. Man, she's got some energy, doesn't she?
Oof. And she, Pat, we have Pat Tracy coming on from Discover Oshkosh.
Who does not have energy.
No, who is Mr. Oshkosh. She said, we told her you were coming on next. And she goes, tell him to keep the pane open tonight because we're driving down there.
For the Nutcracker.
No matter what the weather. The guest that we just had on, no, she was just on. She just, I don't know if she's still here. She just left.
Just pulled out.
But her and her family are coming down. Is that going to be open tonight? You're not going to wimp out on the weather like some of these people, are you?
I don't know.
Wow, Pat.
Hi, how are you? I've missed you.
Well, yes, we miss you too. But hey, you have so much going on down there.
Let me find out. I'm going to text Aaron, who's the head guy over there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Let her know that Melissa's coming down. I loved her segment, by the way.
Isn't she great? Yeah, she's awesome. She's
been through a lot, and she's a great, awesome. Great example.
Hey, Pat, last time we were down, we did a little contest. I wouldn't have a contest, but Jim, Nikki, and myself, and I think Todd was involved, maybe even Amanda, who you remind us of, who you look like. And I won.
No, I don't think you won.
I won.
You said you won.
No, he won.
Did he? Thank you.
John won.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't wait. Tell me.
Todd, can you put it up?
I can.
His picture.
Yep. Okay. Wasn't I right?
Can you give the name?
You weren't right.
Can you give the name?
Nikki, do you know his name?
No.
I don't know the guy's name. He's from Kenny Powers.
No, the guy from the insurance.
No, the Kenny Powers guy.
I know. I'm the guy that said the guy from the insurance.
I'll get that.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys
talk about
it. Well, you know what? We'll let Pat decide which one it is.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's fine.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Is he my... No. Is he going to be my doppelganger?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my absolutely. Gosh. I get a guy that actor looks so much like you. It's incredible.
Right.
Nick even said, oh, my God, dead ringer, you win.
And people are saying to him, you know, you look like Pat Tracy.
You did, too.
I did not.
You were thinking that.
What do you got going on in Oshkosh? The holidays are right around the corner. How many days are we away from Christmas?
Six?
Like six?
Yeah. Right?
I don't know. I don't know, guys. Hey, tonight, I know we're all getting excited about this by the snow tonight, right?
Mm.
I am part of the Discover Oshkosh celebrity bartending team tonight at the Gibson.
Oh,
so Oshkoshians,
is that
you want to come out?
Spot,
I'm going.
Nice,
Todd. 5 p.m., buddy.
You got it.
The Gibson, I mean, it's a crazy huge beer hall. It's really fun. And so the whole Discover Oshkosh team and myself in my full Christmas suit.
Regalia, yes.
Which is hot.
We'll be there mixing drinks in the middle of the giant snowstorm.
You know, that is fun to do. Johnny and I did that last week at a place here, a celebrity bartender. I don't know where they came up with the word celebrity, but we were bartenders there. Is it a fundraiser for you, or is it just a community event, or how does that all work? Because you want people to come out, and it's such a festive group.
This actually is a fundraiser for Cheryl, who was a longtime Discover Oshkosh employee, like her whole entire life, and she passed, and now we raise money for her foundation.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. Perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Okay, because we had it made kind of because...
Yeah, we did.
It was craft beer, so it was basically, you know, just...
Like 12 or 15 beers. That's it.
We didn't have to make like a Harvey Wallbanger. No. And do you do that?
I think we just pour beer and wine, okay. And then we have a pro there if there's... you know, somebody wants a muddled, old-fashioned.
Yes.
Sweet, but then these guys come up and, I'm looking for something a little bit light, you know, maybe a little bit of a sweetness to it. And it's like, we just name whatever. We just turn around, look, whatever pops up first. It's like, oh, you must want
this. We don't even know what they're saying. It's like, oh, this one right here.
That's not exactly what I had in mind. It's like, well, just drink it, you know?
Exactly what you want. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is my favorite.
I want to come when you guys are the celebrity bartenders. That sounds fun. Yeah,
and everyone... who orders a beer, we say to them, you know, that's my favorite.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all about the tips.
Pat, I got to ask you a question off the side, something we were talking about a little bit earlier. I need your opinion on this because I have a lot of respect for you and your opinion.
Ready, John. Geez.
Okay, if you were to buy someone a book for Christmas and you decided, wow, this looks interesting, and you read it first.
Under the umbrella of regifting. So that's how this whole thing started. Now finish, John.
Yeah, would that be considered like regifting or not cool or whatever? If just because you read the book,
you bought a book, like say you buy a sweater, you wear it to a party, and then you give it
off.
Johnny buys a book, reads it, turns the pages, dog ears the pages, and then gives it to someone and say, "Look, here you go, Merry Christmas."
I'm going no.
Thank you.
No what? Wait.
No, you can't give that book. You have to buy a new book, and now that's your book.
Thank you.
Dang it.
Sorry, John.
Wow.
We can't read the book and then give it away as a new book.
Why?
Because it's
red. Really careful with it. Nobody knows.
It's red.
If you bought somebody a radio and you turned it on.
A radio hasn't been sold in 20 years.
Would you not give that to them then?
No, there's no touching the gift, playing with the gift, reading the gift. It's a gift.
It's a new gift.
Okay. How about this? How about when people give him a bottle of wine and then he re-gives that? It's like, oh, I've got a nice gift for you. Look, I got this nice bottle of wine.
I do that
wine.
A lot.
Yeah.
That seems acceptable.
That's acceptable?
I love this guy.
Because, okay, John, if someone gave you a book and you never looked at it and never read it at all, that would be acceptable to re-gift. The fact that you read it and had your mitts all over every page.
I think he would re-gifting. Like
I only took one glass out of the bottle.
I think re-gifting is worse than what I would do in reading that book. Because re-gifting, it means, oh, thanks a lot. I don't like this. I'm going to give it to somebody else.
Got too many. This is my third one. Don't need it. Don't want to recycle. Don't want to sell it. I'm going to re-gift it. That's
Pat.
No.
John Mino is a psychological study waiting to happen. Is there a psychology intern that needs a project over the holidays?
He's much more than one semester. So.
Oh my gosh!
What else is going on, Oshkosh, Pat?
Hey, I put together my quick list of my five favorite things that I'm going to be doing in Oshkosh over the holidays.
Awesome.
It's super quick.
No,
number
go ahead. Take your time.
One, I've got to go see Mr. Reeves again. He's over at Menominee Park Zoo. He's the one-year-old black bear
that
we brought from Alaska.
Awesome.
And he's got wolves over there. And if you have not seen Menominee Park, they put a lot of money into the exhibits. It's really cool. It's by the lake. It's only open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekdays, but you're going to love it.
And the cost?
It's free.
That's what I thought.
Nice.
That's awesome.
The Herrenbergs like set up a trust
exactly.
for eternity that's like to pay Madison. For it for free. For
cool.
Us.
All right. Number one.
Number two. Yep. Because you're going to get outside. It's going to be peaceful and demure, and you're going to dig it. Celebration of Lights. It's at EAA this year. Just ranked in the top 150 light displays in the United States. Oshkosh Celebration of Lights comes in at number 79.
Yeah. I had a little get together with some friends and they went down there and said that was awesome. I haven't done that yet, but they said it was just great. So yes, I would think that would be, that's, how are you ranking this? The number two thing, or you just, this is your second thing?
This is my second thing. Okay, yes, right.
By the way, your wife just chimed in, Pat.
What'd she say?
She thinks you're totally wrong that book. Who the hell does Pat think he is?
Pat wipes
his... I will tear into him as soon as he gets home.
She didn't say that at all.
She said, she's with you, Pat.
I'm going to smack him upside the head.
She is a good wife who understands it. Pat's wife thinks it's a bad idea to give that reread book to your son. Cheap.
Sorry.
I'm going to pour boiling water on him while he sleeps tonight for that.
Don, we love you.
Three.
Wow, Don.
Number three, yes. Nutcracker in the Castle. That's what Melissa's coming down to see tonight.
Yeah.
It's at the Payne.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Art Center. And it's just unbelievable. Yeah. It's like all the characters, the ballet, the one-eyed guy, the whole thing is there.
Awesome. Okay.
Number four, shop local with the Holly Jolly Holiday Pass. So I talked about this 2 weeks ago, and now I have gone out. So it's a little app. You put it on your phone. And I've gone out now and visited 6 or 7 merchants, and I have 1,000 points, and I'm going to go get my hat from Discover Oshkosh. There's a really cool hat that I was working for.
1,000 points, so, you get the hat. Is that what you're saying?
1,000 points, you get the hat.
Okay.
But it's so easy to get points. There's 40 merchants all over Oshkosh that you go in, and you get your little Holly Jolly Holiday Pass, which is on discoveroshkosh.com. But the fun thing is that after you get the hat, because I think that's what everybody goes for, right? It's a cool hat. Then with your extra 100 points, you can enter for the dome experience at the Fox River Brewery, because they have the domes, and we didn't take you to the domes the last time you were down here.
No.
I've always wanted to do
one of those. I'm like a real snowy night like tonight, be inside one of those domes. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Magic.
Being fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take the fireplace.
And then number five, it's a tie. But it's kind of like find your own holiday. And for me this year, it's going to be a bingo or a meat raffle. I don't know which, but that's what I've really discovered in my last 2 years of discovering Oshkosh, is the simple joy of bingo at the bar with people you don't even know, or meat raffle. Because by the end, you know everybody. And now you've got like 10 new friends.
Very cool.
That is cool.
Very cool.
True. That sounds like Christmas to me, man. That's awesome,
good stuff,
Pat. That's great. Yeah, and we're just really glad you reflect on the year too. But you've been a great guest, and we've really we've always liked Oshkosh, but we love Oshkosh. We're kind of like those EAA people, and now we know so much more about your community and all the things you have to offer. And you're doing a great job. I still think you should run for mayor, but that's up to your wife.
Oh my gosh. Well, they're hiring a city manager down here now, Jim.
They pay a hell of a lot more than a mayor. I'll tell you that. I know Mark's taking off, right?
Hey, Pat, have people talked to you guys? We haven't talked to our guy Michael about Oshkosh too much, but are you guys campaigning to get people to stay in Oshkosh during the draft?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Oh yes, we are. You know, so I believe that the hotels in Green Bay are sold out. Yes.
Yes.
I think from day one.
The last thing I heard, which was a week ago, was that there were still rooms here, and I believe in Appleton.
No.
Hotel rooms?
Yes, hotel rooms.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And now, don't quote me on that, people, but I know that Caitlin from Discover Oshkosh just went up to something at the Appleton airport, and she was talking about, hey, we still have rooms to sell.
Okay.
You got an awesome airport.
But you guys got some of those big old houses down in Oshkosh, around the downtown area, I can't even imagine. It should be like your house. I mean, renting one of those out.
The guy that we're working with that is a sponsor of our show, great guy. As a matter of fact, his company is coming to the homeless shelter today to wrap gifts.
Nice. Life Hospitality.
That's where I'm getting out of here right away to meet them there.
You want me to come in and help wrap gifts?
That's okay. I just think it's great that Oshkosh is, you know, we're all one big happy community here, right? I mean, you've got your deals, we've got ours, but boy, something like the draft is going to really bring us even closer together. I think it's awesome.
Pat, we're sorry we couldn't make it into the chocolate place, but Jim had to go visit his mom, and the line was pretty long.
The line was a little long, Pat.
Could you guys believe the line?
No.
At 9 o'clock?
And, you know, someone who's 92 and you tell me you're going to be there at 10 o'clock, you're kind of going to be there pretty close to 10. So
I know.
And I
know.
I didn't want to make it 11. But anyway, thank you for the invite. We'll get back there.
You got to see the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right in the neighborhood. Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
It's amazing that. We wouldn't allow that in Green Bay. I mean, that's like in the neighborhood, this guy's got a business running out of his house.
I mean, literally, I was just thinking, hey, could I start a business out of my house?
Well, and the thing is, it's like, where's when we saw the steps going up, we thought, well, is that the line? That's no, it's this line around the corner going into the cellar. And, you know what I mean? Going into the basement. It's like, that's the line to get in.
And I think they recognized us because when we walked up to, they said, the line's back there.
Literally, back end of the line right here. Like, hey, is this the line? Thinking maybe they'd say, oh, John, Dino, hey, come on in. Yep.
The line's
warming up
back here.
And so we had,
I was trying to warm up the crowd, the line inside, and I went in and I was like, I kept letting everyone go in front of me. I said, hey, I'm holding a space for Mino and the mayor when they get here.
Yeah.
And they all seemed to know who Mino and the mayor were.
But they didn't move.
They weren't moving.
We love them, but they can't cut the line.
Yeah. We know who they are, but we don't love them. Pat, what are you doing for Christmas for yourself? You have a good time?
Oh, my gosh. So Don and I have an incredible Christmas week planned. And, you know, our kids live over in Minneapolis, and it's kind of the year that they stay over there, which is fine. But our best friend, Colleen, who lives in Los Angeles and works for Disney, is coming to spend the Christmas holiday with us.
Nice.
And so we're going to show her Oshkosh, and it gives us a chance to I live my thing, right? I'm now going to be Colleen's tour guide around Oshkosh, and we've got the whole week planned for us.
And all those lights are going to have some snow on them now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
So, I mean, we take Colleen to the Festival of Lights and the Nutcracker and the meat raffle. And, you know, being a California girl, meat raffle's at the top of her list.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. We love having you on. Thanks for everything you do for us and for the city of Oshkosh.
Merry Christmas, friends.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Take care. We come back. We're going to talk to Nikki about these health drinks she's given us. I feel healthier already. I really do. This thing's phenomenal.
It'll last for another 12 minutes.
Quick break back after this.
Just keep chugging on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window.
Hey, welcome back! Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM. WISS, of course, the Civic Media app. Joining us now, Nikki.
Bonafide.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Whatever you brought me in was delicious. Where was that from? What was that?
Well, it's from Bonafide.
Bonafide.
Juicery. The juicery. I've never been, and I've been curious. And so what better way than to use you guys as my scapegoat?
It was fantastic.
It was great.
I figured I'd...
Was it healthy, too, or just
it
delicious?
It was.
I had a number 7, right? It says Nikki number 7. The coffee's great.
Strawberry shortcake.
Well, but even the coffee is organic.
Yes,
and
I know.
But here's the deal. Yeah, Johnny, that shake you had...
Yeah.
...was strawberry shortcake. So it's yogurt. It's got your favorite chia seeds in.
Oh!
So now you're going to be moving and grooving.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can do that in your apartment.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Move and groove up there. And groove. Thank you.
What's that supposed to mean? Where's that from?
Chia seeds are good for your, your digestion.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Isn't that what Dennis brought us? What was that bag of stuff Dennis brought us?
It was cachava.
Oh, cachava.
Yep.
That's different. That was good stuff.
Yes.
That's very good stuff.
Anyway, so
I mix that with my protein shakes.
Sure, and your Tang flavor enhancer.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's great. Thank
well,
you.
Well, so
that's,
then
Merry Christmas.
They also have
all sorts
of cold pressed juices and smoothies and bone broth, which is a rage. And
I bought bone broth last night that I made my soup out of.
I heard.
A bone broth.
Yeah. Avocado toast.
We got here
this morning. We were talking before the show and. You, I don't know what time you text that to us at 5:30. No, it was early enough, 4:30. And that's just a lot to look at. You know, I'm just like, I need like three things to decide. One of three.
What were you
like,
doing up at 4:30?
No. I texted it last night. So he probably opened it this morning.
When you texted, I was probably sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, 100%. But
I took an extra dose of NyQuil last night.
Yeah, I bet. You know, I wouldn't doubt. I did drop off those cold pills for you
last
week.
Yes, you did. And I took them.
Jonathan.
What? You told me to take them.
Is that your full name? Jonathan?
No. Uh-uh.
No.
Just John.
Just Johnny. Johnny Patrick.
Johnny.
Johnny Patrick?
Just Johnny.
Johnny.
Didn't call you JP?
Mm-mm, Johnny.
Just Johnny.
Just Johnny.
Okay. Anyway.
So what do you got there? That looks like a kale drink or spinach drink.
Right, yes, because we're going to get you healthy in 2025, right?
Yep.
So sweet greens. The cold-pressed juice.
Spinach, pineapple, apple, cucumber, kiwi, and lime.
Yep.
We prefer
cold-pressed with love.
Sweet greens. I would prefer the sweet dreams.
Well, suit yourself, Mayor.
Okay. Mm. Oh, Todd gets the first one. Do you see his sweater?
Yeah. It's got his Margo right on it.
I don't know, Margo.
You going to pass that to the good man?
Yes, I am. It smells like cucumbers.
Shot glasses.
Yeah, there's some in here.
Yep.
Spinach, pineapple, apple, cucumber, kiwi, and lime.
It's different, but I really like that.
I do too.
If that's the way to health, like a shot of that every morning for health, I would do it.
I remember in New York, my daughter had cucumber martinis. Kind of tasted like that.
Cucumber water is delightful.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, gosh. I drink it all the time. You want to take the sticker off your glasses, John?
What sticker?
The price sticker?
No, the magnification.
Oh, anyway, it was kind of blurry.
$2.49
plus four.
Yeah, right. Objects in
I'm
the.
I'm not kidding. I was wondering why. Okay.
A smudge. Yeah.
Isn't that nice? You can see now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can.
All right.
I can see.
This. I don't care.
200 power. 200 power.
200. Yep. That's your superpower, John.
Yes.
That was good. Now we're gonna try golden beet.
Okay.
So golden beet, pineapple, red apple, turmeric, and lemon.
I'm big into turmeric. I was growing that.
All the rage.
Yep.
You are not growing it.
Ooh. I don't know about this one.
But.
I love it. I love it.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
It was my second favorite.
I love turmeric a lot.
This one doesn't do it for me.
Me either.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
Because of the beets.
I think it's a turmeric.
Oh, I love it.
But it's the golden beet, so it's not red. So you're good.
I like beets, though.
John,
I like pickled beets. What?
If you threw some Tito's in there, would you drink it?
No, hell yeah. Don't think I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. He'd skip the juice and just drink the Tito's.
Yep. I'm on a new cleanse, Nikki.
Nikki, you're not going to believe this. It's a whole new me.
It's a corn cleanse. Distilled corn.
I got turmeric. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You're going to do lines of turmeric?
Yeah.
And shots. Oh,
what is turmeric? Is it a plant? Todd, is it a plant?
But it's a seasoning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's some sort of
herb. Yeah. Rejuvenation. Now we just have your basics, your pineapple, your orange, your apple, lime, and lemon.
Oh, perfect.
Right.
We're old school.
Right.
Okay. What are you doing?
That's mine.
Oh, you give me the bottle?
Ding dong.
What? Oh.
Here, you fill it up.
Sorry. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I like these bottles, by the way.
Yeah. You bring them back. 25 cent deposit.
Nice.
Oh.
Right?
I like the
reduce, reuse.
Shot glasses. That's environmentally friendly.
Right? Cheers. Rejuvenation. Right.
Okay, that's good. Christmas. Tastes like grapefruit juice almost.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So,
don't you think they're kind of trying too hard with some of these things? Like, you can.
But are you going to eat any of these things in a given day?
No.
Well, no.
But you would drink them.
No, right. What I'm saying is that it's not pure, right?
No, it is.
It's totally pure.
No, what I'm saying, it's not one lane. It's three or four things. And you can kind of say, okay, you're mixing this together. You know what I mean? I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that I would.
Doesn't sound critical at all.
Not at all.
I would rather have a glass of cranberry juice and a glass of orange juice or a glass of apple juice. I don't need them all mixed together. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
You know what? I do. And that's why it's going to be me versus you in 25. Who's the healthiest?
Fine, I'll take you.
I really like that one.
Rejuvenation.
I love
the rejuvenation.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Really good.
All right.
It's great.
All right. Do I get to keep this?
It's great.
Sure.
keep the bottle.
Bring me back, because Lord knows you're not going to take it back.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. Nikki, Merry
you're
Christmas.
The best.
Yeah. This was fun. Adventures. Was fun. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Drive safe tonight. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.